2015, an elite DFS Army Commando unit formed to bring high-level DFS strategy to the masses. Today, hated by DFS sharks and lineup sellers alike, they continue their quest to turn Joe into DFS pro.
Brought to you by DFSArmy.com. Use the promo code PODCAST to get 10% off each month of your subscription. With that, you get access to our domination station that can build up to 150 lineups with one click, VIP articles and tools, and of course, the Slack chat channel where you can chat with me, Bear, Keith, and everybody else in the Army. Once again, folks, DFSArmy.com. Use the promo code PODCAST to get 10% off each month of your subscription. I'm your host, Al Walsh. Find me on Twitter at 14a.walsh. Find Shy Moshe at Mr. Bear here. Here we are on the weekend. This weird slate that we got going on. First of all, DraftKings, FanDuel, you need to get Charlotte Phoenix on the slate because my boy Lamb is going to waste a 50-point performance today. So that is on you guys. Other than that, though, we got four other games to talk about. But it's interesting, even though we got four games on this slate, four teams on the back end of a back-to-back.
Yikes.
Yes, indeed. So on that, we've got Washington. Now, they played a New Orleans team that basically was there in, I don't know what you would say. I guess they were there. They weren't really there, but... they got a pretty easy rest last night against the Pelicans, so you know they'll be in that situation against Miami. Big game between two playoff teams there. San Antonio, Oklahoma City, both teams coming into the game on normal rest, so we don't got to worry about anything there. Memphis, they'll be on the back end of a back-to-back today, and this is crazy for them. So them and the Magic tonight, both in the same situation where they're on the back end of a back-to-back. It's their third game in 4 days. Their fourth game in 6 days. It's also their sixth game in 9 days.
Yikes.
Yes, very bad situations there for both of those teams. But it's funny because I know that these are two teams that we'll probably be looking at value for. So let's do that. And then again, the Clippers were on the back end of the back last night, but they didn't have to travel anywhere. Remember, they took care of the Cavs in that game. So, you know, they're getting a Magic team that had to travel in from Sacramento. So, with all that being said, any thoughts before, you know, we get into these games?
Yeah, I got a few of them. So, for the Wizards, the only guy to play over 30 minutes from the starters was Satoransky.
Okay.
He played 31 minutes. The guy that I was really fond of last night, Kelly Oubre, he played 33 minutes.
How did he end up producing?
He put up over 30.
Nice.
At like 5K, yeah. And then everybody else, like Beal 29, so that was up there. Otto played 26. Morris played 26. Ramon Sessions played 22 minutes. Whoa. And then Jody Meeks played 20 minutes, so 21. So, yeah, like you said, they're not going to be beat. They were pretty much in cruise control that game. They're really in a, you know, a playoff push, if you will. I mean, they're in the playoffs, but I'm saying –
yeah.
They have to win. Like this is not one of the tanking teams. They have to win.
Yeah.
So that's a team. That's a game. A team rather in a game that we certainly want to look at. It's not the sexiest over under, right? Total points there. I got it at 206, but it's supposed to be a pretty close game. So you know you can get the full allotment of minutes from your guys in that game.
Yeah, what's interesting about that game, too, is that the Heat opened up as 1.5-point favorites. They're currently at 5 right now.
Wow.
So, yeah, we got to see what's going on there. I know Otto was questionable going into yesterday's game.
Right.
I mean, I didn't hear anything about him for today, but I guess it's certainly something to look out for.
Yeah.
I don't know if Otto Porter's worth 3.5 points to Vegas, but, you know, we shall see. All right, so we got those, and then anything else? I know you touched on Washington, but anybody – well, how about this? We're we already got Marc Gasol listed as doubtful for the game.
Yeah, I was gonna head to Memphis next, exactly where I was going. So right, cool. A couple things about Memphis to look for. First of all, I don't think they're not going to play Mark. So we're going to talk about some of the value plays there. There's a couple things to note. The first thing I jumped on last night when I heard that Mark was out, I was going to go straight to Jamike, right? And then I look at it, I'm like, wait a minute. They've kind of been sitting him lately as well. So it's we've got to be really careful here. Let me open up this box score from yesterday.
I was gonna say, it's interesting because you mentioned Jamike being Jamichael Green out there. So I forget, it was a game earlier this week where we saw Blues against the Bulls where Jamichael Green played 21 minutes in the first half, and then he played 6 in the second half.
Yeah, he just sat most of the second half. He started and then sat.
Your 2018 Memphis Grizzlies, everyone.
Exactly. And he wasn't in foul trouble either, by the way. I mean, he played yesterday 31 minutes, 2 points, 3 assists, 5 rebounds, 1 for 8 from the field. Only had 2 fouls, no foul trouble, really. In fairness, it was against the Jazz. The Jazz are a tough team, man. I mean, it's what it is. They're a tough team. You go in there, you got to grind out a game. You're not going to move up and down on them. So, keep that in mind, but he played yesterday. So if Mark, who played 32 minutes, is going to sit, let's make no mistake about it, man. This team wants to lose. They are 18-47. There's zero chance of any sort of progress for them this season. I'm pretty sure that if Tyreek Evans had to play, he would be able to play just fine. I'm pretty sure the same goes for Andrew Harrison. I'm pretty sure, Marc Gasol can probably play if he needed to, but they're like, hey, we might need you next season. So let's just not, let's take precaution here. So my point in saying all of this is guys like Jamike, who is one of their better players currently, guys like Marc Gasol, I don't think we can play these guys probably for the rest of the season just because there's zero stability. It's a big risk every single time. So having said all that, right, I think there's a couple guys from Memphis that will probably get some more time. Remember, they played yesterday. Mm-hmm. Yesterday, Jarrell Martin got 30 minutes. I still think he plays, but I think we see a lot more of Ivan Rabb today.
Okay.
He's minimum price. We'll get to him at the power forwards. Ben McLemore played 28 minutes. I think we might see a little bit more of Wayne Selden today. Right? These are guys that I think they are going to be like, you know what? We suck. We need to lose. But we have some guys that we want to kind of see what they can do. Let's roll them out and see how they play. And that's how you can win potentially a big tournament, by playing those guys and then getting in the studs from the teams that have to win.
Yep. Now, Memphis, by the way, going for their illustrious 17th loss in a row tonight. So,
good luck, boys.
Yes, way to go, guy. And Vegas thinks this is going to happen. I mean, Dallas opened up as 7.5-point favorites. They're currently at 9. Even in this situation, seeing the Mavs as this much of a favorite really, paves the path for how this game's going to go. I meant to look it up early. I'm going to, I guess if we talk about this game for a little more, I can bring it up. But just looking at the Mavs this season, it is very, very, very rare for them to be. I remember we were doing a game at some point earlier this season, and I had a big deal about them being 5-point favorites. Like, you never saw that at all from the Dallas Mavericks. But now that they're 9-point favorites, a lot of telling signs there tonight. So we shall.
It tells you how bad Memphis is, man. But and here's the other thing about that game. On the opposite side of that court, Dennis Smith Jr. is questionable, and so that's going to boost up several people. Nerlens Noel is out for rest. The guy hasn't played all year, and they want to rest him. That's a joke. So that boosts up, guys like Dwight Powell and Dwight, possibly Salah Mejri and, those kinds of guys.
Maybe even Dirka.
Yeah, I mean, listen, if they're up by 28, I don't think Dirk will see the court. Absolutely, Dirk.
I don't know if you wanted to touch on this, with the Orlando Clippers situation tonight.
Yes. So yesterday I mentioned in our Slack that Vucevic will be super chalky, but I liked another play better. Listen, it works out sometimes it doesn't. He bombed. He bombed. And the reason why he bombed, the reason why I didn't like him, just for discussion's sake, I know he does really well without Gordon, but without Gordon and Fournier, the opposition can focus almost entirely on him. I mean, DJ Augustine is not going to kill you. Hezonja was like 1 for 80,000. God, he was off. He's awful. Simmons balled out. At least one of them did. And so I think he's not – Vucevic is not a guy where when everybody's out, that, you know, he can just take off like that. Now, look, he can certainly do it. I'm not saying he can't. I just didn't like the situation. I just thought there were better situations, like Jokic against the Lakers, who didn't quite hit the 60 I hoped for, but I think he was in the 40s.
Yep. Well, so hey, compared to other centers last night, did just fine.
Centers was a shit show, yeah. I mean, my second favorite was DeAndre Jordan, and he put up like a 50, so that worked out well.
Yep, yes indeed. And by the way, if you are a member on the DFS Army and you haven't taken a look at the sim sheet yet, make sure you do. But I'm gonna give the marketing to the second update of the DS, because last two nights they've called out two outstanding plays. Last night, really pointed out DeAndre Jordan against the Cleveland Cavaliers, and the night before that, Kyrie Irving against the Minnesota Timberwolves. Now, I know the damn thing put out good plays every single night. I'm just saying, the last two nights especially really, really pointed out some great plays there at lower ownership. So that was pretty awesome.
Yeah, at lower ownership. And then on top of it, when you've got the coaches in there saying, hey, this guy's great, he might be a sneaky play, and then he shows up, I mean, it's doubly nice.
Indeed. All right, let's get into the positional breakdown like we always do. My guy tonight, as I wrote down in my notes, 188%, no doubt about it. Westbrook will be there for me in every single format tonight. Just looking at the rest of the slate, I think it looks like total shit. And yeah, I'm going to start off my lineups the right way tonight with a guy that I know can get me 50 points. Fantasy.
There's going to be two lineups with and without Russ. That's very simple. I mean, we've got, what, five games?
Yeah, four on this one.
Yeah, because FanDuel's crap.
And DraftKings, they try to be real nice and throw a little bone out there and do the one-game thing where you get to pick five guys.
That's not a bone, man. That's more money for them. That's all that
is. Yeah, that's cute. My little 6-year-old cousin will love that, man. Great.
Exactly. Great. Us big boys need real games. Yeah. I hear you. But, yeah, I mean, really, at his 12K price tag, you're either going to have Russ or you're not. There's no really in between. So, you know, that's basically how I'm going to be approaching it. Four games. I don't play cash games. I just play tournaments. I'm going to be entering some pretty big tournaments today, and I'm going to have, like I said, two constructions with Russ, without. That's it.
Now, you're going to go without Russ in these higher dollar constructions? Or would you do that for, like, smaller amount?
Well, I could tell you that as of last night when I entered them, it was a lot of Dennis Smith Jr. and Goran Dragic. Uh-huh. And then, you know, Dennis Smith was announced questionable, so now I got to probably change up my approach, but there is so much value today that you can easily slide him in. I just – there's – the thing about Russ is at his price tag, you need not necessarily a ceiling game because that's through the roof.
Right.
That's like 90, but you need a 60 and to be like, okay, this is fine, right? 65 is perfect. Anything more is gravy. And he's playing the Spurs, who are not the Spurs of yesteryear, but, I mean, look at what they're doing at the point guard position defensively. They're fantastic. And Dehunte is a lengthy, athletic youngster who can – no one's going to stop Russ, but he's going to get in front of him. He's going to get in his way. And so there's a little bit of hesitation. So to answer your question, I'll probably do two with and two without in the higher dollar stuff. That way I'm covered either way, and when I take first place and win 80K, who cares?
See, this makes my 188% Russ argument better, because you, a very knowledgeable person about basketball, has some thoughts that Russ maybe doesn't hit this number. And, of course, I always do. But my whole thinking is, looking at the rest of this slate, I mean, we already said we got four teams that are on back end to back to backs. That's half of the games on this slate where anything could happen. It's almost a coin toss sort of event that could happen. So, I don't know. I feel a lot more safe with Russ. And then again, remember, he only puts up, what, 48 against the Suns in that last game. Yeah, right. It was due to blowout. So, I don't know. Maybe people look at Russ and they say, oh, I don't know. I don't know. No, for me, it's very simple. It's start that construction with Russ, and then we go from there. That's how I'm going.
If I was to play a cash game, 198. I mean, I'm not even thinking about it, right? That's the only reason why I'm tempted to play a few cash games today, is because there's going to be some morons out there that aren't going to play him in cash.
Yeah.
You know, that's a different story, but yeah, I mean.
Oh yeah. All right. So, looking at the rest of the point guard position, who will I pair with Russ? Who will you go away from Russ with? But it's interesting because you mentioned Dennis Smith Jr. before. He is listed as questionable with knee soreness. Now, the one thing I noticed about DSJ's little three-game tear here is that Wesley Matthews has been out for all three games, correct?
Correct.
All right, so Wesley coming back tonight.
And listen, I'm going to be very blunt here. I don't think Dennis Smith plays. There's no reason for them to play him. They're also tanking.
Yeah.
They're doing a little more subtle than Memphis, but they're tanking. They're playing Memphis. They don't need Dennis Smith Jr. to beat this team or even to compete against this team. And if he has the slightest bit of knee soreness, I would sit him. So I don't think he plays. So what does that do? That gives guys like J.J. Barea and Yogi Ferrell significant boosts.
Now, are you a bigger Yogi fan than usual since your nickname is Bear? would he make your starting lineup for the All-Bear team?
How do you not put Yogi on an All-Bear team? I mean, come on.
I was just wondering. I mean, I knew the answer. I just needed verification.
Yeah, it's going to be a tough not to. But, yeah, I think so. I mean, Memphis, we keep saying they're bad. They are. They're bad. So I think a guy like Yogi can put up 30 real points on them. And guards have been every position, except for center, when Gasol plays, has been torching them. So I could even get wild and play both of them. I mean, if I don't play Westbrook, so.
Nah, I hear you. I was kind of hoping that Smith does play because I know a lot of people would certainly go to that. Now, I just looked back. It was actually Matthews didn't play the last two games, but DSJ, he had that really good game, the last one that Matthews was in against the Bulls. So, again, it's a pretty solid matchup. Maybe not for Ish Smith last night. Total douche. So, yeah, I do. I think this price is way too high for Dennis Smith Jr. We've seen this guy consistently be in the low 30s, high 20s, before these last three games. And then, you know, add in the thing with the knee. I will not be there, even if he is playing tonight.
Yeah.
You mentioned some great replacements there with Barea and Yogi. I think those guys are going to be great. I think they're I think they're pretty solid, even if DSJ does play. But, again, you're going to get way more use out of these guys if he doesn't.
Yeah, way more. It's much safer. It'll also be much chalkier. But we'll get into some other point guards here shortly. But last night, the Clippers played the Cavs. And hell of a game for DFS. Clippers put up 116 points.
Yeah.
23 rebounds for DeAndre Jordan, by the way.
Yeah, it's 16 of them in the first half.
That's nuts. It's nuts. But anyways, they decided to roll Sindarius Thornwell at the starting point guard spot instead of Tia Dosic.
Not a fan of Sindarius. He knocked Duke out of the tournament a couple years ago.
And he put up 37 minutes last night.
Yeah. He looked really good.
Yeah, he did. The logic there was he was going to be the guy that had to guard LeBron James. And he didn't stop him. You're not going to stop LeBron. But, hey, LeBron didn't lose his mind like most of us expected him to.
Right.
25 points, 6 assists, 10 rebounds. I mean, that's a good game, but that's not a LeBron James game. So, by the way, 3 blocks, 2 steals for LeBron.
Yeah,
If I'm gonna go Westbrook at 3,600 on FanDuel, Thornwell is easy to plug in.
Yes, he certainly is. Projected for 34 minutes tonight. It's interesting because this is a situation that the Clippers should easily smoke the Magic. Like, I don't even think there's any doubt about it. If you, just followed that Magic Kings game last night.
Yeah.
My goodness. They come out with that kind of performance against the Clippers. It's Kurt and Sally at halftime.
So I'm going to disagree.
Ooh.
I think this is a spot where the Magic are embarrassed. The Magic are not a team that's actively trying to lose. Frank Vogel is a very proud coach. And he's going in there. He's going to want to win. He's going to put a game plan together. You're not going to have a 1-for-18, and it's not 18, but I'm just making fun. Mario Hezonja. The Clippers are allergic to defense. They cannot play defense. They have to outscore you to win. They need Lou Williams and Tobias Harris and Montrez, a.k.a. Mob Terrell. To score. Otherwise, they're going to lose. And I think they also are a team that consistently plays down to the level of their competition. They've been doing that for a really long time. I think the Clippers are going to be in a closer game than we expect them to be. They're not going to lose the game. I mean, let me rephrase that. I don't predict them to lose the game. They very well could, but I don't predict them to.
Right.
But if I was betting and that spread is 11.5, I'm betting the under.
All right. On it.
So that means you can go and you can play both Clippers and Magic in the second highest total of the night. Well, highest if you don't include the game that's not on the slate, and have at it.
Yeah, I'm probably going to try to have four Clippers. My thing here, so again, we didn't know if Augustine was going to play last night. He's going to be on the back end of back-to-back if he does. But again, you look at this Magic lineup, I mean, besides Vucevic? I mean, these are a lot of guys that, you know, and I guess Simmons too, but you know, these aren't guys that haven't played on the back end of a back-to-back recently. You got, you know, Los Angeles didn't have to travel for the game. Orlando did for this one, so I don't know. I don't see the Magic staying competitive, but hey, this is America, baby. We can have our own opinion.
This is America. 5-4-13 for Hezonja.
I'm going right back, but we'll get there when we get to the small forwards there. So here's an interesting one. Again, if you're on FanDuel, you can do this on DraftKings where you could have him as a point guard or a shooting guard. Patty Mills tonight. So we've seen shooting guards terrorize the OKC Thunder lately. Now, granted, it's been with some better names than a Patty Mills, but again, if you look at the ADVP chart, shooting guards against OKC is by far the best area to attack this team. So, again, a guy like Mills, we got him projected for just under 30 minutes tonight. Very cheap. If that's where all the offense is going to be funneling for the Spurs, I think that's a really good idea.
It is, and Mills loves showing up for the big games. This game is going to be, I believe, national TV, is it not?
ABC primetime.
So Mills,
not the greatest ABC primetime game, but hey, for this slate, it'll have to do.
It's not, but if San Antonio has their full team, it's a really good game, right? But so they didn't know that Kawhi was going to be out. By the way, Kawhi has mentioned the other day that he's going to be coming back soon.
I heard.
Looking forward to that.
We'll see how that all goes, but I did hear.
Spurs need him, man. The Spurs really need him, but. So that's my take on that. I think a couple other point guards that we should probably discuss.
Sure.
So I'm very much with you on Patty Mills. There's two point guards that are going to go virtually unowned. First one being Tyler Johnson.
Like the guy. Big TJ fan.
Yeah, he's going up against Washington, even though he's a point guard, he's technically a shooting guard, meaning point guard in FanDuel, but in the actual game, he plays the two next to Dragic. One line of construction of mine had both Dragic and Johnson. I mean, you're going to get 30 minutes out of each, so why not, right? In a game where both teams absolutely have to win. Again, not too fond of the over-under, but I'd rather play them than somebody from the Grizzlies.
Sure.
Who I don't know if they're going to play, and they're projected to score 90-something points. So, yeah, it's ugly. But so that's the first guy that's going to go unowned. The second guy that's going to go unowned is on the other side of that matchup, and that's Satoransky.
Yeah, I like T-Sat.
Yeah. So those are two guys that I'm looking at strictly for a tournament leverage ownership kind of play that might pay off.
You know how I'm sure it happens to you too, but all the time with DFS, you'll be watching a game and you're like, oh my God, that was the right play, for the right reasons. So remember how, I was so in love with Rondo last night, just completely overlooking the other side of the matchup where you could have got Satoransky for almost $1,000 cheaper. The Wizards were favored in it. I mentioned that on the pod yesterday. They were already favored before AD was even ruled out. So, I mean, that was a pretty good sign. And, Satoransky, 30-plus in each of his last two, including they just played Miami 4 days ago where he put up 37 on FanDuel.
I'll take a 37.
Yeah, it's amazing. And lately for Sat now, granted, the last two games he's had a block and a steal, in each of the last two. But, I mean, he's getting most of his points, scoring, assisting, rebounding, things like that. So, his points aren't heavily inflated by those peripherals. So if he actually does start getting these, we could be looking at some nice fireworks here.
Yeah, absolutely.
I dig it. I like it more on DraftKings where, we can mess around with the positions.
Right.
But, I'm a T-Sac guy. It took me a while to jump on board with that bandwagon, but I'm here now.
The kid can play.
Yes, indeed. All right. How about DeJounte tonight?
Yeah. So you know that I'm one of his biggest fans.
Indeed. I'm right behind you.
It's just very hard for me to put the youngster up against Russell Westbrook. But with his team's low implied odds, he's worth a stab at 6,500. But if you're putting together, let's say, 10 lineups, one, maybe two, I'd put him in.
Right.
Because he does tend to show up for big games. It's not a very enviable position for him on either side of the court.
Gotcha. All right. I got no more point guards to talk about.
The only one that I would say left is you can look at Shelvin Mack. Let's see what happens with Augustine. Yeah. There's no tag on him. He's I guess probable or in. Keep your ear out, see if we hear anything. And even if we do hear something, or we don't rather, you could still take a stab at him. He's going to play minutes. He played minutes last night. I think he put up over 20 last night. Even with Augustine there. And so I think versus the Clippers, that second unit goes pretty small, unless they bring in Boban, but there's no reason to bring in Boban today.
I like that Mac play again because, we mentioned it, Augustine questionable going into last night, so we'll see what happens with him tonight. Gonna be, I have a feeling this is gonna be one of those nights where people, they post that Sheldon emoji where, he throws all the papers up in the air, basically saying F this. Yeah. I have a feeling we're going to see a couple of those this evening. There's too many opportunities. You got four teams on the back end of a back-to-back. Something funky is going to happen.
Oh, yeah.
It's going to happen, folks. All right, let's get to shooting guards here. Well, our golden child, Devin Booker, not on this slate. Wompity womp, womp, womp. But you still got some decent options here. I guess at the top, you got to look at Lou Williams, Bradley Beal. AB situation, who you got?
Probably Lou Williams, because pace matchup, projected odds. I mean, they're at 115. That's the highest of the board.
So basically, what you're trying to say is Clippers greater than sign everyone.
Yeah, pretty much. I mean, I don't see who the hell's gonna stop him. I mean, they've got Jonathan Simmons at the two now, I guess, with this injured lineup that they have. I mean, he's lengthy, he's tall, but Lou should eat him up. I mean, I don't know. The only concern there though is he played pretty heavy minutes last night. I think he played like 40 minutes, dude.
So,
yeah, let me double check him now. But I think
now,
he played like
probably because he's coming out of the starting lineup in this one.
Yes.
Well, not coming out. I meant, he played in the starting
I think he's coming out of it today. That's what I'm getting at. Yeah. He's probably going to go back to his bench role. But he played 41 minutes last night.
My goodness.
I mean, he didn't put up a monster. I mean, I thought he was going to have 50 points.
Brutal first half shooting.
Oh, God.
Very pissed, yeah. Lou. And again, yeah. And I wanted to mention this, too, because I get a lot of, Tim Tebow stepping to the plate against the Yankees right now. But one of the things I always mention, I always like my Lou Williams as a GPP. Number one, because he's so reliant on scoring the basketball. Yes, he gets assists every now and again. But he's just not somebody that I trust in cash, because if he's not scoring, he's not hitting value. I know that sounds stupid, but,
it's not
putting
stupid.
The ball in the bucket. Yeah.
The thing I like about Lou when he starts, though, is that he like 7 assists last night. I mean, he will put up assists when he starts, because when he starts, he's the point guard. Austin Rivers is the 2 guard. They put Lou as the point guard, and so he has the ball in his hands. And so I like playing guys that have the ball in their hands. Everybody does. But So looking at that tonight. We'll have to. This is the late game, so I don't know if we'll get Ward on starting lineups. Doesn't matter for me for Lou. If he starts, if he's off the bench, doesn't matter. He's going to put up 50, so just play Lou.
Yeah, it's a nice trade-off, right? It's like, all right, well, if Lou starts, maybe he gets another big dose of minutes, but if he doesn't, he gets to take on the shitbags from the Magic off the bench.
So. Which is like their third string, because their second string is starting. So.
Very nice. All right, so I did see that, I mentioned it is what I meant, but the Heat, actually, the line on this game has jumped from 1.5 to 5. Now, I do like Bradley Beal. I guess if I were going to attack this Miami Heat team, I don't mind doing it at the shooting guard position.
Sure.
Bradley Beal against the Miami Heat, last 2 games, pretty damn good. 50, let's see. He's faced Miami 3 times this season. All right, the first game he falls just below 40. And I'm talking like decimal points on both sites. Just below 40. The second game he goes for 50 on DK, 46 on FanDuel. And then the third game he goes for 49 and 43.7 on DraftKings. So, knowing what we know about the back end of the back-to-back, the spread even jumping up for the Miami Heat in this one, I mean, I like the history for Bradley Beal against the Heat, but
yeah.
Do you think that we see a similar situation to what happened to Lillard last night? Because, by the way, great call by us, haha. But what the Warriors did last night, they did a fantastic job of double-teaming him. And again, just as I think you said the exact words, make somebody else on this team beat us.
Yep.
Do you think Spoelstra's a good coach. Miami's a competent defensive unit. Do you think that they try to pull something like that on Brad Beal tonight?
By the way, classic Bears for Domus moment. I definitely don't hold Spoelstra any lower than I would Kerr. I mean, he's a phenomenal coach. I just think
his wife is a total babe too, so he's got confidence.
Okay, well, whatever. But okay. Not sure how that affects this at all, but okay.
Yeah.
I just think it's a different game. What I mean by that is Warriors Blazers is a fast paced game. Miami slows the game down. It's going to be a very different type of situation here. I think you're going to see a lot more pick and roll. I think you're going to see Porter and Oubre and some Gortat for his 20 minutes and Satoransky and everybody on the court is going to run pick and roll with Beal, and Beal's going to be the with the ball in his hands, and he's going to make the decisions. So you're going to have, in the 30% usage for him. I think bottom line is there's all my lineups have Lou and Beal, everyone. So it's going, like you said, it's A and B, right? So just playing both. I mean, there are some other options, But it's really ugly after maybe, let's say, Wesley Matthews.
Yeah.
It gets really ugly. So, I mean, it'll be chalky, yeah, if you want to get wild and you play a large field GPP and you want to go Danny Green and Ben McLemore, fine. But I think Lou and Beal are the plays
there. So it sounds to me like that'll be your shooting guard combo in the non-Russ lineup.
I have one with Russ and them.
Oh, really?
But, yeah.
A lot of funkery afterwards?
Listen, if it's something I look at and I'm like, oh, this is horrible, I don't play it. So I don't hate it.
All right.
Yeah, I think there's enough value that you just need them to hit that it's fine. I think it'll be okay.
Yeah, so let's see. I think guys that we could look at, maybe like a Ben McLemore, perhaps, 4,600 on FanDuel.
Yeah.
What is he on? Oh, my goodness. On DraftKings, 5,400.
That's a tough call.
They ain't playing around over there.
That's a tough sell. Well, look, I mean, he's going to be – I believe he starts at the point guard, right, now that everybody's out. So that means he'll probably have Berea on him. He's got a size advantage. Everyone does over Berea.
Indeed.
I mean, I could see it, but guys, they're projected to score 98 points. 98. I mean, it's at 54 or whatever you said on DraftKings. I can't. I won't. I can't. Where do they have Kobe Simmons?
Kobe Simmons on DraftKings is at, oh boy, come on, the people on radio don't like this, they don't like the wait. Kobe Simmons, 4,400.
Okay, so pretty close to FanDuel, he's 42 here on FanDuel. You could probably look at Wayne Selden for 37. He's been kind of getting his legs back after his injury, so he might play a little bit, but... Again, this is really ugly, man. I mean, you know, Wade is – I love that he's back with Miami. I really do. I think it's great for the city, great for him, great for the team, great for the fans.
Bear, it's nuts. When I went there for a Nets game in December, people were still – like, everyone had D-Wade jerseys. It was crazy.
And he was with the Cavs.
Yeah. It's like the guy never left.
Yeah. He's an icon. Dude. The county is named after him. Come on. It's Wayne County.
Yeah.
But
Unofficial.
It is. But it's official to the fans, right? but ever since the team got healthy again, he's in the low 20s. So you can't – at just under 5K, it's hard to play him. I mean, a dark horse, because we know – we mentioned you want to attack OKC at the shooting guard is Danny Green. You might be able to get some Danny Green in there. But it's just meh at best.
Yeah, I got you. I don't mind that Wade play. I think more of a GPP play. Again, so you got Wynn Ellington back in the mix, so yeah, it's not a great situation. But I would say I'm more apt to look at these Heat players since their total jumped up so high. I think that there's something to that there. So that's probably where I would take a chance if I did. I think, you know, that could be a more fruitful situation than maybe like a Ben McLemore,
right,
or something like that. So, again, we'll take a look. We'll take a look into some of these things throughout the day. Again, the podcast is getting some thoughts out there. You know, sometimes we have these wonderful calls like Lillard, but not all magic happens in 15 minutes, you know?
Yeah, Lillard, Rondo. Sure.
Hey, we didn't mention Austin Rivers in the point guard situation, or maybe we did and didn't hear it. But I know you could use him on DraftKings as a shooting guard too. So
nice.
I like that spot there.
So we've been talking about playing all the Clippers we can. I don't mind Austin Rivers. It's 6,400. He hasn't been that great as of late. He's been a little bit priced up. He was like in the fives for a while, which was great. So that's kind of why I didn't bring him up as much, even though the choices are slim today on four games, but it's going to be kind of tough for me to play Austin.
All right. Any interest in Danny Green here? We talked about Mills being a guy, but Green could.
Yeah, but we just talked about him a second ago.
Okay.
So I think you can take a shot. Like, Like, I would probably play Danny Green over Ben McLemore. Because, again, shooting guards versus OKC, man, it's where it's at, right?
Yeah.
I think you're going to see a little bit more of Danny Green to guard Paul George.
Okay.
But Paul George probably won't guard him because he's not really an offensive guy, although he can shoot three, but that doesn't make him an offensive guy. That makes him a three-point shooter. Yeah, I mean, it's in tournaments, it's something you can certainly look to. I would probably play Danny Green over some of the other guys that we mentioned, you know, like over Seldon or over Kobe Simmons or...
One interesting thing, like, this is, you know, again, a GPP dart here, but one of the OKC shooting guards is out for today. That is, which one is that?
Is it Huestis?
Ferguson's out. Turd Ferguson's out for this one. So I don't know. That just leaves Huestis and Abrines there at the shooting guard position for OKC. I mean, can anyone run away with that?
I think I just threw up in my mouth.
I know. Hey, it's a 4-game slate. You know, you got to bring up some of the unappealing ones that, you know.
What's next? Are we going to bring up Aaron Aflalo next?
Oh, I don't know, man. He might be going up against Sweet Lou. It could be a rebirth.
Man. He's from L.A. too, by the way.
Is he really? Nice. All right. Without further ado, let's get to the small forwards before we start naming some total dumpster divers.
Too late.
I know, they're there. Paul George headlining the small forward position here today. You've also got some names like Otto Porter, Harrison Barnes, and then again, I think we're going to find that extreme value / ownership once again there on the formidable Orlando duo with Mario Hezonja and Jonathan Simmons.
Yeah.
Got a couple of other interesting names here too. Kyle Anderson, Josh Richardson, Justice Winslow, Kelly Oubre, who you had yesterday. So I know I just named basically every small forward on the slate, but who's your guy here at the position tonight?
This is going to be the toughest one. So the Spurs defend the small forward very well, which is going to be where Paul George lies. So just like in the point guards, you're either on Russ or you're not. This is, for me, if I'm playing Russ, I'm probably going to pair him with Paul. Paul George. I'm on a first name basis with him, apparently. So it's either Russ and Paul George or neither. And you might think, well, why? Well, if they want to keep this game close, which they should, those two guys need to put up points. It's very simple. And I believe I'm just looking at what the spread looks like right now. Looks like OKC is favored by 5. So if they're favored by 5, they got to put up 108 points. You know, it's going to have to come from Paul George. Certainly you can have a little bit from Carmelo. But it doesn't look pretty there defensively against the Spurs. Power forward is a little bit easier. Obviously, shooting guard, if you look at the ADVP numbers there, shooting guard and power forward are really the only two that are green, with shooting guard being very, very green. That's what happens when, you know...
Like Saint Patty's Day green?
It's the Christmas tree, man. But that's what happens when you have Patty Mills at your shooting guard, who's really a small backup point guard by nature, and they start him at the 2, so they start to slip a little bit defensively, but I think Pop needs the offense, so it doesn't matter. But, yeah, I mean, so that's pretty much where I'm looking. I'm looking to stack Paul George with Russell Westbrook, or I don't play either of them. If I don't play either of them, I think because of his performance last night, a lot of people will flock to Simmons.
Sure.
I'm going straight to Hezonja.
Well, you know what's interesting here, and I didn't even realize this, but Simmons is like $1,400 more than Hezonja on FanDuel. DraftKings, they're right there neck and neck with each other. But
what is Mario on DraftKings?
56, and Simmons is actually 54.
800 more on DraftKings than he is on FanDuel. So it kind of tells you something there, but. I think Hezonja Hezonja will be the true small forward with Simmons playing the two, assuming Fournier is still out, which I think he is.
Yep.
So small forwards versus the Clippers, I mean, yeah, you can certainly pair the two of them. I wouldn't have an issue with it. I'm a little bit hesitant with Otto Porter just because of the minutes yesterday, just because of that means he's probably going to go up against Josh Richardson. You know, there's a little bit and the heavy minutes, and he's hobbling a little bit, right? He was questionable, so he's not 100% healthy, although he played, so he certainly is somewhat healthy. But
He came out on fire last night, too.
Yeah, he sure did.
But it looked like he was going to have one of those epic troll games.
And then he stopped.
Yeah. Well, he didn't need to anymore. It was like, I don't even know how to explain what the Pelicans did last night. Like, they legit just, like...
They stopped, man.
They were there in body. To quote Ray Finkel's father in Ace Ventura, Pet Detective, the engine's running, but no one's behind the wheel. That's basically what it was last night for the Pelicans.
Yeah, officially.
Great movie, by the way. That is my number one.
Oh, yeah, I love that movie.
Actually, number two. Green Street Hooligans, number one.
Gasol officially out. Tyreek Evans officially out.
Now that is Memphis Gasol.
Yeah, sorry. Gotcha. Mark. I mean, we knew they probably were going to be anyways, so nothing shocking there, but
they don't.
So back to small forwards. So I'm probably going to pass on Otto. Have you seen what Memphis is giving up at the small forward position?
I believe we discussed this a couple days ago.
Holy crap.
My goodness.
It's pukeable. It's pukeable. I can throw up because of it.
Pukeable.
So, and now you look at if Dennis Smith Jr. is not going to play, you have that much more usage for Harrison Barnes. I think with the attraction to Simmons and Hezonja, I think I might go Barnes Hezonja.
Okay, I like that.
Because I don't know how many people are going to touch Barnes. Now, certainly Barnes is not a guy that can give you like a 60-point ceiling. That's okay, because now the usage is there, so he has more opportunities. So, plus he's playing Memphis, so, that gives him an extra boost.
I wanted to bring this up, and I'm glad you just did. So, we know how crazy NBA is after the All-Star break, right? Where, like, for instance, we're like a 9 can sometimes help you cash. That's what happened to me last night. But, sure. I'm saying, isn't it like... Can't you make the argument at this point in the NBA season that the goal is not to, screw up? I mean, almost kind of have, a cash game mindset sometimes for GPPs. And especially tonight, where we have four teams on the back end of back-to-back. And, again, we know that weird stuff happens on back end of back-to-back. Mm-hmm. Can I make the argument that safe is actually more on a night like this?
Yeah. 100%. That's why we spent all this time talking about teams to and players to avoid. Absolutely.
Yeah.
Absolutely. It's a very big deal. For me, in my tournaments, I'm going to have – so we have nine roster spots. 7 or 8 are going to be those safer meaning on teams that have to win or right. want to win. And maybe 1 or 2 of those that aren't, because those are the players that – A, you have to guess, and B, if you guess right, you can do some pretty good damage.
Oh,
so.
Hell yeah. Yeah. All right. So, got all these guys down to position. Yeah, I'm not seeing anybody else that I like there. I mean, again, it's going to be, last night I was so demonstrative that it was going to be KD Hezonja. Like, I'm not even looking at any other options. But tonight, it's going to be Hezonja and then player... X, Y, Z, whatever letter you want to put in there.
So do you remember when I told you I've got Beal, Lou Will, and Russ in one lineup?
Correct.
So in that lineup, my dark horse, Dougie McBuckets.
Ah.
You've got, again, with Dennis Smith Jr. out, which I'm pretty sure he's going to be out, against Memphis, McDermott at 3,700 is... a fantastic play for me.
What's his deal recently? I, you know, not really watching Mavs basketball 24/7, but has he been doing well with the Mavs?
I mean, it's kind of tough to watch Mavs basketball.
It's been
quite an ugly season, and not just for the team on the court, but I'm sure you've heard what's going on, behind the scenes.
I'm a big Shark Tank fan. I'm a little disappointed.
Yeah, it kind of sucks. So his deal is he's been seeing – so the last game versus Denver, 27 minutes.
Okay.
Versus the Pelicans, 33 minutes. He's consistently over 20. There's a few games here, like shockingly versus OKC, which is his old team. Well, he only played 17, but I think that game was ugly. I think that was the game where Collinsworth played well. But, this is the kind of the spot where I think that's the kind of play you need to get in some of the safer studs. So I like to play him in tournaments. Don't go playing him in cash, in tournaments. Another guy that's going to see – oh, man, they priced him up. Really?
Who that?
Corey Brewer.
Remember when we were talking about the OKC shooting guard situation? I forgot that guy even existed.
Yeah.
And he had a really good game last time out.
He had a really good game. He went from minimum price. He's now 4,100 on FanDuel.
Yeah.
What? Any idea where he is on DK?
Let me try to pull this up real quick. He is at 3,600 over there.
How much?
3,600.
Ooh, see, that's what I'm talking about. That's what I'm talking about. The guy is going to he's going to be consistent now in terms of his minutes. His role is pretty much defined. He's the guy that goes and guards the opposition's best perimeter player. He's not Kawhi Leonard, so he's not going to stop you, but he's definitely formidable when it comes to that. He's a play that I think you can look at, but I like him more at, 36, but...
Yeah, my whole thing, I knew that, they played him last game to match up with Devin Booker. So, I don't know that they really need him to match up with anybody on the Spurs. But, again, they got Corey Brewer to be their Andre Robertson, their fourth-rate replacement for Andre Robertson. So, if they really stay... if they really hold true to that, then we can see that kind of minutes again. I mean, obviously the Spurs are not the Suns, and he was able to get 17 points in that last game. But I don't think it's a bad salary saver or anything like that if he's going to be playing 27 minutes. He played 23 against the Rockets, so
he's going to be the starter, man. I've got no doubt about that. He's going to be the starter.
I mean, he is a nice little spark plug for the guys who were missing Andre Robertson, but certainly not the same thing. All right, you all good here? We want to move on to power forwards?
Sure.
All right, let's do it. At the top tonight, we got LaMarcus Aldridge, 8,400 on DraftKings over on FanDuel. He is a cool 8,700. And then you also got Tobias Harris there, 8,100 on both sites tonight. Mm-hmm. I get confused with the two brothers, but where the injury news? Gasol's still questionable for San Antonio, correct?
Powell's still questionable, correct?
All right. So again, we like our LMA without Gasol.
Yeah, I'm going to go a little bit of a different approach.
Okay.
I'm going to go LMA with Pau Gasol.
Okay.
So the reason why is because if Pau Gasol sits, that puts Steven Adams on LaMarcus.
Yes.
I don't like that. If Pau plays, that puts Steven Adams on Pau Gasol.
Okay.
Which means LaMarcus Aldridge they're not going to have Carmelo on him. That's going to be ugly. But it means they're going to have Carmelo on him. So I'm running to LaMarcus Aldridge if Pau plays.
All right. Here's my worry with Aldridge, right? We know the numbers – with Gasol in the lineup aren't overwhelming, right? He does well, probably 40s, 45, I guess, if we're lucky.
Mm-hmm.
You paying all that for let's call it below that, just below 5x value. Are you gonna pay all that on this short slate where you might have to fit Russ. You might have to, you know, fit some other guys in.
Sure. Sure. No, I mean, it's a solid point. I think you can probably do it in a tournament that – or, excuse me, in a lineup that you are not playing Russ.
Okay.
You could probably do it and, you know, do a little bit of a contrarian and hope that he goes off and Russ doesn't. Because we saw from last game – look, last game I didn't play him. I was against it because of Draymond. And he put up like 55. By the way, Draymond also put up 50. And that's who I went, and I got a discount for, you know, 5 less points, so I was happy with it. But he doesn't have Draymond here, and you know, I think it's the kind of contrarian play that will definitely get you to win a tournament. And you mentioned Tobias, I don't see how I don't play him. I mean, it's gonna mean he's going to match up with. Who are they starting at the four? Jonathan Isaac, probably.
Perhaps
that's who they started at the four. That's who they started at the four last game.
See, he's another interesting one because he's recently coming off an injury, so you wonder if they're going to play him on a back to back.
Oh, they are. They are very, very high on him.
I'm an Isaac.
Their lottery pick. He's their lottery pick, right? And so they've been limiting him to, I think it was 15 minutes.
I believe 25 was the limit last night. Well, that's what I saw. I don't know if they kept him or not.
I think that's what he hit. I think he hit 25 minutes.
Okay.
I'm looking right now. You at Magic?
Yeah, 25. Boom.
That's good. Yeah. He played 26 minutes last night, and so he'll probably play the same tonight, which is nice. So I don't know too much about him. But
used to terrorize Duke as a member of FSU.
Yeah, no, for sure. I meant as far as at the NBA level. I don't know too much about him. You know, what his athleticism, how it will translate, or his game, or, I mean, it's a very different game here. I think if you're, so I'm not playing him. Let's just put that out there.
Okay.
If I'm going to play somebody in that range, I'm going to go to Jeremy Grant instead.
Who almost scared the people last time out.
Exactly why. That's exactly why. At the top is LaMarcus and Tobias. You have our thoughts there. I've got a couple of game theory lineups that I'm doing. And one of them is in case that Magic Clippers game is a blowout. Mm-hmm. At 5,600, I'm playing Montrez.
I'm a big Montrez guy.
Yeah, I mean, his fantasy point per minute is through the freaking roof, man. It's insane.
Last night, he looked really good last night. Like, the Cavs just had zero answer for him. And you know, the great thing about Harrell is he's usually going up against team second units. Most of the guys that he's been playing lately, like, he had a pretty decent game against the Nets, I thought. You know, last night against the Cavs, it's just the competition that he goes up against isn't as good as most people. So that's part of the appeal at that price there for Harrell.
Yeah, I mean, it's true. And listen, he played 20 minutes last night. 20. 20. And he puts up 20 points, a block, 5 rebounds. It's amazing. He got up 13 field goals in 20 minutes. It's amazing. The guy, I mean, and this is the kind of game where he should see some extended run.
Yes.
And we know what he can do in extended run, so.
Yeah. Give more time to Montrezl. All right, I want to go back to San Antonio real quick because we had a situation there. So if Gasol doesn't play, that moves LaMarcus Aldridge to the 5, but guess who that moves to the 4? Mr. David Bertans. Now, not the greatest game against Golden State. I'll give him that. But if he's the one matched up against Fat Lazy, oh boy, I'm in. You know what's funny? I just started calling him Fat Lazy now. I'm not even using his name.
Just as if that's his given name. That's hilarious. Oh man, and we all know exactly who you mean. That's the funny part. So one of our members, he's in my channel every day. Funny guy. He just called him McDonald's. That's just his name.
McDonald's. He called him what?
McDonald's.
Oh, wow.
He just straight up calls in McDonald's.
That's extensive. Well, you know what it is for Melo. I mean, when you're in New York and you're a star like that, you probably go to a lot of nice dinners. He probably didn't have to pay for a lot of them, so that's just, you know, free food he's shoveling down. But, okay. You know, Keith said he dropped a couple pounds, but I know New York City, Melo. I can't let it go. But, I think Bertans, 3,900 on FanDuel. That is...
He's a play that if Palace hits, you can definitely look at, for sure.
For sure. 45 on DraftKings, though, for Mr. Bertans. Yeah.
They know what they're doing. They know what they're doing over there. So there's a play that I want to warn everyone about. It's what we call a bear trap.
You know, we need a sound effect for that.
Get on that.
Yeah.
That sounds awesome.
Right.
So as soon as I heard Marc Gasol was sitting, I'm like, oh, Jermichael Green versus Dallas. They have no bigs, blah, blah, blah. And then I'm like we talked about a little bit earlier, there was a random game where he just sat the entire, like, almost whole second half.
Yes, the one against Chicago. Yes.
So I'm just like, and it wasn't a blowout. It was a close game.
Yeah.
So I'm just like,
Well, you know what's funny about Memphis, right? Like, we talk about them like holding raffles for roster spots all the time, but like they're pretty set from like the three, four, and five. It's like the one and the two that we really, you know, that's where they're really struggling right now to get bodies. So I guess I see why. I mean, Jermichael Green, you know, say what you want about the guy. He's really improved a lot this season. So
yeah.
I guess they see him as a piece for the future, and they don't want to really risk it. I mean, you know, a team like Memphis, they got to start getting into finding talent mode because they had a bunch of guys drop this season. I mean, you know, Gasol's getting up there in age. I mean, there's a possible – you know, there's some roster spots for some of these guys, so I think that's just more the route they're going to go. And especially on the back end of a back-to-back, like,
yeah,
I
agreed. So I like Jarrell Martin a little bit more. I like Ivan Rabb a little bit more.
Sure.
Those are kind of guys that you can look at.
And I wanted to mention, too, don't forget Dallas, worst rebounding team in the league.
Yeah, that's
so there could be some gems down here.
Absolutely. This is where you find your gems. These Memphis bigs, because they're not going to score a lot, but there's a lot of rebounds and shot blocking and that kind of stuff to go around. So, and if they can score 15, 18 real points along with it, it's butter.
Yes, yes, indeed. And then we mentioned the two Mavericks, Dwight Powell, Dirk Nowitzki, both around a similar price right there, but I don't mind either guy here. I think I'm probably going to go to Montrezl over these guys, but you know, it'll be a discussion for sure.
Yeah.
All right. Anybody else here at power forward position?
Only other play, and this is if, and a very big if, Otto Porter doesn't play. If he was my play last night, if Otto Porter didn't play, is going to be Mike Scott. He's a power forward, but he can really play multiple positions. He's not like a, you know, 6'10" power forward. I think he's kind of like in that Oubre body type. So if Otto doesn't play, he'll see minutes in the mid-20s, and he's minimum price. I don't know if you remember, Al, but Mike Scott was like in the $5,000 price range earlier in the season.
I remember. And
he lost his damn mind. He was putting up like 30 real points a game for a stretch there. And that was when some of the guys went down. Otto went down, and I think Wall may have been out, or may have been Beal. I'm not sure. But so if Otto does sit – I'm going straight to Scott. If he doesn't sit, then we'll look at some of these other guys, particularly Montrez.
All right. We didn't mention the Miami guys at power forward. Any interest there from Olynyk or James Johnson?
Nah, not really.
All right, fair enough. That's all we got. Okie dokie. All right, let's go to the center position where we got here. Now, this is why I kind of had the question of spending up for LaMarcus Aldridge for maybe like 40, 45 points, because I think we got some headliners here at the center position tonight.
Yeah.
One in good spot. So I'll just rattle them off right off the top, but Nikola Vucevic against the Clippers, DeAndre Jordan against the Magic in that same game, and then we know Hassan Whiteside's history against the Wizards. It is fruitful.
So I pulled it up. So for this season, he's got 39.2 FanDuel, a 46.7 FanDuel, and then just last week, 18.7 in like 21 minutes. I don't know what happened in that game. He only had two fouls the entire game, so that wasn't it.
Right.
I like Whiteside in tournaments a lot. But he's got to be tournament only, and he's got to be – you got to take that risk going in knowing he might not get more than 25 minutes, and you're paying $7,500, and you want a 50 from him, but I don't know if he can get that 50.
Oh, that was just Hassan being Hassan.
Yeah, exactly. I will say this, though. So ever since he had that game versus Embiid, he looks rejuvenated. He looks like he's finally interested. Like before that game, he had no interest, man. He just wasn't interested in the game. I don't know why, but he just had no interest. And so, by the way, it looks like that total on the Clippers just dropped. Did you notice that?
Yeah, I didn't see it like in the last second, but I did see that from last night to tonight, it dropped like 4 points. Yeah, so it actually came down another point and a half.
Yeah.
Probably not good for the Magic.
No, probably not good for the Magic, but I'm interested to see what that means, who might be out. We'll see. But I wonder if it's Augustine. But anyways, so I think the play here is probably going to be DeAndre. I don't mind going back to Vucevic because I think he'll come out a little bit stronger.
Sure.
But he's the most expensive center on there, and that's kind of tough for me to do.
Yeah, I was going to say, especially 9,100 there on
Vandal.
I'm going to look this up, but go on to the next point. Go ahead.
So I think what you're going to see is a lot of Russell Westbrook, Bradley Beal, Lou Williams, and then Deontay Davis because he's so cheap. And Deontay Davis is going up against Dallas, who is the worst rebounding team in the league. And this is one of their young guys. This is the guy that when Marc Gasol sits, which he is, gets all the minutes he can handle and can really put up points in bunches, fantasy points in bunches. So he's probably going to be the chalkier one. I don't see, it's difficult not to play him. The value is tremendous.
All right. I wanted to look up because I remember Vucevic having some pretty big games against the Clippers in recent mm-hmm. history. I was not wrong. All my brain cells aren't lost totally. Last two against the Clippers, he's done over 40, double doubles in both of those games, four steals, two blocks in each of those games as well against the Clippers.
Something to add to that, he went to USC, so
that's
he's a
right.
local kid.
That's right. You know, I didn't even know that until the other day. They were talking about him, DeRozan, and
yeah.
I think, who was the other guy that was on the team?
Taj Gibson,
yes. That's a very formidable college trio
right
there.
I'd say so, yeah.
My goodness. And it's funny because USC, like, they're never really that good at basketball. I mean, they make the tournament every now and again, but.
Yeah, they're more of a football program for sure.
Yep.
But,
I'll post the screenshot of Vucevic's numbers against the Clippers because they're pretty good.
Yeah, and he definitely has a lot of family and friends that are going to be at this game. So that's something that I always factor in.
All right.
So that's that. And then probably the most stable of all centers is going to be Steven Adams. The Spurs. If again, we're going to have to wait and see Pau Gasol's status. But Pau Gasol is not somebody that frightens me by any stretch on defense. So. It's not suitable for work, but we had a nickname for him when he was here with the Lakers that
really?
I'll tell you off the air.
I'm very interested now.
Yeah.
All right. Let's see. I'm pretty set on those guys at center, but anybody else that we're not thinking about?
Yeah. So if you're probably better off going to Deontay Davis here, but if you buy into Hassan Whiteside having himself a game and playing 30 minutes, Gortat ain't going to cut it. They're going to roll out a lot more of Jan Mahimni. Because they're going to need a big body. You can't let, Morris guard Whiteside.
Right.
You're going to need someone. So, yeah, just something to think about. That's all I got, though. Nobody else really that I would be interested in. Yeah.
All right, fair enough. All right, that'll do it for us today on today's podcast. If you want to join us here at the DFS Army full-time, you can do so. DFSArmy.com. Use the promo code PODCAST for 10% off each month of your subscription. For me, Bear, and the rest of the DFS Army, we gone until Monday. We out.
See you guys.
We gone. All right. Swell and dandy. I'll talk to you in a little bit.
See you, bud.
Bye.